This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In recent visits, while studying the impact statement in Jeremiah 6:16, we have looked at the big picture, background context, and the immediate context. Let's consider the context we bring to the study. Are you facing a crossroad in your life? Are you taking time to stop, look around, and pray to God for discernment and direction? When God sheds light on the path you should take, are you ready to walk in it? Are you eager to follow His direction, or do you want to go your own way? Jeremiah plaintively asks in Jeremiah 6:10, "To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me?" Then he answers, "Their ears are closed, so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it." Is that the kind of heart attitude you bring to the study of God's word? Or are you truly seeking to find the ancient paths, the good way? Rabbi Zacharias says to those who want to chart a new course, to do things different, before you tear down fences, you should first ask, why were they built? There were reasons for establishing the ancient paths. Listen again to the impact statement found in the message. Stand at the crossroads and look around. Ask for direction to the old road, the tried and true road. Then take it. Discover the right route for your souls. Whatever crossroad you are facing, stop long enough to look around. Notice the options and what others are doing. Guard against impulsive initiatives. Ask God for direction. Seek counsel, especially from wise and tried veterans of the road. When you find the good way, walk in it, and God will bless you.